late, the late nights. Baby girl, you mind, you really swing fine. I'm spending my life with you, it's nice. I wanna be wine, go back. Good times, cause I'm happy with you, you're special to me. The love of my life is you can't see. You're my whole world, my precious old pearl. You're a diamond eye, cherry, my queen for sure. Hey,
man, we got a great one today. Baby girl, you mind, you really swing fine. I'm appreciate all the support. It's nice, I'm gonna be wine, go back. Good times, cause I'm happy with you, you're special to me. The love of my. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the show. Thank you guys so much for stopping by, and welcome back to another episode of Radking Nation Radio, man. Y'all already know the vibes, man. This is episode 10 of season 1, man. Episode 10 of season 1. We are not that far away from the season finale of this podcast, man. Listen, I really want to thank everyone for tuning in, supporting this, man. No matter who you are, no matter where you are, man. You help this podcast grow. You help me be motivated to continue and keep promoting this podcast. Don't worry, man. We got a lot of stuff coming next year in season 2. So just be prepared. Just be waiting on it, man. But you already know the vibes. I'm your host, Elijah Williams, a.k.a. the one on Rat King, the leader of Rat King Nation Records, man. The voice of this generation, the love doctor, the philosopher, the teacher, man. I got so many nicknames. They should call me the nickname camp. My mistake is episode 11 of season 1. Don't mind that. Episode 10 is out right now. The episode dropped Friday. We talked about the election. So episode 10 is out right now. This is episode 11. We got a good one for you today, man. Now, I did a lot of interviews. Now, you know, I did interviews with two different types of artists. I did one with NBA Monster, my boy, and MBB Glock, which is another personal friend of mine. But this one, we got a special, special interview. I met this artist through MBB Glock, man. Me and him, we collaborated on one of his songs, which is out right now. The song's called Lost. Me and him did a remix, which is dropping real soon. Real soon. But listen, he's very talented. And I could say that because I like his style and what he does. He's not like any artist that I heard out there. He has his own lane, his own flow. And the way he works, his work ethic is unimaginable. It reminds me so much of me. But his work ethic is really unimaginable. So, without further ado, today's interview. Let's be honest. Today's interview is brought to you by King Season. The EP drops November 25th. King Season EP Before Heartbreak and Love 4 drops November 25th. But we have a special guest here with us today. All the way from California. My boy, Little Ren. Say what's up to the people, my boy.
Hey, what's up, people? Was good. Thank you for watching the pod, for listening to the podcast.
I appreciate it, man. Welcome to the show, man. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, man. So we're going to get into this because everybody want to know who you are, where you came from. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
All right. So pretty much I listen to music all my life, and I just really liked listening to it, and I always tried making music, and I started making music at like 9 on my phone, and it wasn't really that good. And then once I got my first computer at like 12, I just started working on music myself, like watching videos on how to do everything, and now I'm here, I guess.
All right, so where you from?
I'm from Los Angeles, California.
All right, so you from LA, man. You where the stars are made at. So yes, how's LA influenced your sound?
Well, obviously there's like big opportunities in LA, because we have like Hollywood and like pretty much any like influencers, you know, are from LA or live in LA now. I think it's a big advantage for me to already be in LA, so I don't have to like move to LA. I have what I need here. Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
All right. So elaborate. Okay, so you know we have a song out called Lords, which is very doing highly good, amazing numbers. I want to congratulate you on that. But
thank
explain
you.
The song. Like, what made you? What was the process of you creating that song Lords? Like, what was on your mind when you was thinking about, you know, writing it and creating the title and mixing and mastering it?
All right, so I have this friend from the Netherlands. His name is Valius. He makes beats on YouTube, and he made the beat for Lost, and he, like, was doing it on YouTube, and then I told him I want this beat, because, like, I want to make the song. So I bought the beat from him, So, like, I have the rights on everything. And then pretty much he helped me write some of the lyrics. I wrote it. And then this was all during, like, last year of March or something. And then I liked it, but I didn't really like it. So then I went and re-recorded it in June. And I liked the way it sounded. But I'm like, I don't know. I didn't know how I wanted it to go with the master and the mix. So then I pretty much hit up my friend from a studio, and he mixed and mastered it for me, and I had it done. Yeah, like that. Pretty much what went in my mind when I was writing the song, though, was just, like, shit about, like, relationships and stuff like that. You know, just how I feel, pretty much. I don't like to, like, fake rap, like, you know, make songs that are, like, cap a lot. I just like to write what I'm feeling, because... Yeah, you don't have to write about drugs and guns just to, like, blow up, to be honest. But, yeah, that's pretty much what went on in my mind. Feeling lost at the time.
I like it. I like how you think. I like how you think. So, like you said, you're from L.A., right? So,
yeah.
Are there any artists from L.A., past or now, that has influenced your style of music or it has influenced you into making music?
Well, people that live in L.A. are, like, born in L.A.?
Like, people that live in L.A., born in L.A., from the past or now?
100%. I'm going to say Juice WRLD, because I know a lot of people, like, listen to Juice after he passed. People are just, like, getting on people like King Von after they pass. But that's cool. But, like, I was listening to him when Lucid Dreams dropped, and then started listening to him from there, and I just liked the way he made music. And he just influenced me to, like, change my music up from just, you know, having, like, regular beats, like rap beats, now having, like, natural instruments in my songs and just making it sound different. I don't want to be, like, everyone because they're like, oh, it's another rapper, another artist. I just want to be someone they just know, you know?
I feel you. So, was there any troubling times that you had where you felt like music wasn't right for you, that you want to give up? And if so, how did you overcome those challenges that you was facing?
All right, so pretty much music really helps me, like, through, like, it's like coping, kind of. But there's been times where I'm just like, I'm done with this. I don't want to do it anymore. Pretty much music. I just started making music from the way I'm feeling, and then sometimes I just get to the point where I'm just like, this is not helping me, I don't want to do it anymore, and I just give up. And honestly, at that time, I'm like, no, I'm not doing this anymore, but music is with me, I can't stop, no matter how hard I try.
I feel you, bro, and that's one thing as artists we had to realize, like, if this is something that we want to do, we definitely had to keep pushing it, no matter how you look at it. But so... let me ask you a question. Was there any type of, like, how is your creative process for you? Like, what do you do before you write a song? What do you do before, like, you get into the studio? Before you lay down a track or before you write a lyric? Like, what do you do to actually get your mind working?
That's a good question. Pretty much anything inspires me or motivates me to make music. Usually when I'm, like, sitting down, I get up in the morning and I just have, like, a melody in my head or, like, just one bar in my head. I'm like, oh, I should rap about this. I just look outside my window and just, like, feel what's going on with me. And then, like, stuff that people say to me, how people feel about me, how I feel about what's going on. I just rap about that. Or not really rap. I'm not going to say rap. I make music about that. And... yeah, pretty much after I get something in my head, I just note it down on my phone. And then after a whole week, I just got a whole song. And then pretty much I just record a demo in my house. And then I take it to the studio and record it there. And then I have it mixed and mastered and do a cover, and that's it.
All right, so what do you think is better for you? For you to record, mix and master everything on your own, or to go to the studio? Because, you know, a lot of artists is starting to get into the production, the mixing, the mastering, the audio engineering. So do you feel like doing it on your own is better for you, or do you need a studio to help you become the artist that you need? Because do you feel like there's people out there that actually understand your style, or do you feel like you understand your style better than most people?
I feel like I can mix and master my music myself, but obviously there's people out there who do it for a living, go to school for it. I've only been doing this music shit for like 2 years, and I feel like where my vocals are at, they're good, but just my production in general is not at the point it needs to be for a song to go out. I feel like I could not do anything like Lost the way it was mixed. So I feel like I just gotta stick to being an artist. If I get to the point where I can engineer my own music, then that's good for me, but I just like the point where I'm at as being an artist.
Alright, good. Do you have anybody that you trust with your creative process? Like, do you have a team around you that could understand like how your vocal is sound, how you sound with your voice, and do they understand like what type of range and, you know, what type of significant style that you want to go in the direction of your songs?
Well, I have one song out, Lost, but I have a lot of, you know, unreleased stuff. So I'm pretty much just like recording every day, and some of them make the cut and some of them don't. So I have like people that are around me, pretty much like my family, they support me, but like the people that are in the music with me, I'm gonna say are like my closest friends, like a girlfriend, a friend, like something like that. They just all, you know, they understand what's happening with me, and they just trust me the way I want to do it, because at the end of the day, it's my music, to be honest. And yeah.
All right. So last question before we wrap this up. Are we getting an album? Are we getting an album? Let me know now.
All right. So.
Come on, boy. You got to give it up now. You got to give it up.
All right. So. So pretty much I've been wanting to do an album for so long, but it's just like, I don't know if I want to do it or not. I don't know if it's worth it, to be honest.
Listen, a whole project. Listen, take it from me for a veteran. I've been doing this for 8 to 9 years now. Doing bodies of work will actually help your fans understand who you are as a person, because they love the storytelling. Trust me.
Alright, bro, we're gonna get an album soon.
Man, my boy about to make an album. You heard it first on Rocky Nation Radio. Lil Wayne's album coming soon, y'all, coming real soon. Who knows? I might drop, you know, a little one or two bars on there. You never know.
Let's go. That's what's up.
But anyway, bro, you know, time
I'll see
is
what we can do.
Bet. You already know, bro. I want to thank everybody for tuning into the show. Thank you for coming on the show, bro. I really appreciate you, man. I hope the best success for you in the future, man. Me, you're gonna work on a lot of shit soon, bro. Just wait on it. But listen, y'all, tell the people where they can find you at on social media.
Alright, so pretty much if you go on Google right now and search up Lil Roms, it has a whole like knowledge panel. It has all my songs there, all my Spotify and like everything. It's like verified, so they have all my stuff there. So if you just wanna contact me, just like search me up on Google and I'm there.
I bet, bro. Listen, I appreciate you, man. I'm gonna talk to you later, alright?
All
right,
thank you for having me.
No problem, man. Y'all be notified, man. That was my boy, Lil Vans, man. Listen, this has been Rocky Nation Radio, man. Thank you for tuning into the show, man. If you have me on Instagram, you know, follow, you know, promote my Instagram. But if you don't have me on Instagram, follow me on Instagram at The Only Rat King. Facebook, Elijah Williams, or follow my rapping page at Rat King. Twitter, Rap_KingNation. Snapchat, Rat King Nation, man. You already know the vibes. It's your boy, the one on Rat King, man. This has been Rat King Nation Radio. I am gone. It's King Life.
Late nights, late the late nights. Baby girl, you mind, you really so fine. I'm spending my life with you. It's nice. I want to rewind, go back. Good times, cause I'm happy with you. You're special to me. The love of my life is you can't see. You're my whole world, my precious old pearl. You're a diamond eye, cherry is my queen for sure. Hey, late nights, late the late nights. Baby girl, you mind, you really so fine. I'm spending my life with you. It's nice. I want to rewind. Rewind, go back, good times, cause I'm happy with you. You're special to me, the love of my life is you can't see. You're my whole world, my precious old pearl. You're a diamond, I share, my queen for sure.